Hello and good morning, everyone. You're tuned into Market Minutes and I'm your host, Vaibhavi Ranjan. It's Thursday, March 6th, and as always, I'm here to bring you your daily dose of market updates. So let's jump right in and get you prepped before the opening bell rings. Indian markets look poised for a mildly positive start today. The GIFT Nifty is currently trading with a 51-point premium, suggesting an open in the green for the Sensex and Nifty 50. But before we talk about today's trade, let's take a moment to reflect on yesterday's session. Marking an end to the downslide in the market, benchmark indices, the Nifty 50 and Sensex, staged a strong rebound from the oversold territory in the previous session. With this, the Nifty also snapped its 10-day losing run, a first in history. Information technology, metals, and automobile names were the engines that drove the up move, outweighing losses in select index heavyweights. Having said that, analysts still remain skeptical about the sustainability of this recovery as uncertainty continues to cloud global financial markets amid lingering concerns over trade wars. At close, the Sensex surged 1% to settle at 73,730, while the Nifty climbed 1.2% to end at 22,337. Fears of a multi-front trade war have been hanging over investor sentiment amid a wave of tariffs imposed by US President Donald Trump on Canada, Mexico, and China, invoking retaliatory tariffs by Canada and China. On the technical front, analysts feel that as long as the Nifty holds above its 100-day simple moving average of around 21,800, a pullback towards 22,500 remains on the cards. Turning our attention to global markets, the three major US indices also staged a comeback on Wednesday after posting back-to-back losses. This comes after White House announced a one-month delay for tariffs on automakers whose cars comply with the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. This sparked hopes that Trump could provide further exemption, lifting the major averages. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 1.1%, the S&P also 1.1%, and the Nasdaq Composite 1.5%. Following the trend, Asia-Pacific markets also edged higher in early trade today. Japan's Nikkei 225 index rose 1%, however, also the TOPIX climbed 1.3%. South Korea's KOSPI also expanded around 0.9%, but the small-cap KOSDAQ fell 0.8%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng index opened 2.5% higher, while mainland China's CSI 300 added 0.6%. After Beijing announced plans to raise its fiscal deficit to around 4% of the GDP, a rare increase that marks a meaningful shift in policy amid ongoing trade war concerns. Now let's highlight some stocks that will be making the headlines today. Zydus Life is set to be in the spotlight after the drug maker secured final approval from the US FDA for a cancer drug. Meanwhile, Tata Consultancy Services will also be on the radar as it partnered with Vantage Towers, Europe's second largest telecom tower operator, to launch a digital service platform. In the Voice of the Day segment, we are joined by Amit Jain of Ashika Global Family Office Services, who is here to share his outlook on the sustainability of this market recovery.
In my view, I think this Nifty recovery is sustainable. We have been very cautious on the market since our last interview on 8 September 2024. We have been very cautious on Nifty 50 and Nifty 500 stocks because at that moment of time, we felt that we are very much overvalued compared to the global peers. But after this correction, because after that interview, I think most of the Nifty 500 stocks are corrected anywhere from 20% to 50-60%. We feel there's a deep value in the market at current levels. And in the worst scenario, if the global market don't support, in the worst scenario, we may see 21,000. But otherwise, I believe that 22,000 is a very strong support for the Nifty. And we may have a very sharp pullback rally in April and May.
That wraps up today's Market Minute. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow, same time.